Chapter 5. A Visit to Bakemart. The next afternoon, Grandfather drove the children to the Bakemart factory. When he pulled up in front, he told them, "I have some errands to run nearby. I'll be back for you children in half an hour."
"Perfect," Jesse said. "That's just long enough for us to see who is signed up for Saturday's contest."
"We're looking for more suspects,"
Benny told Grandfather, before opening his door and popping out of the car.
"You really think that whoever is doing this to Mama Tola's store has already entered the contest?" Violet asked Jesse.
"Maybe," Jesse told her. "Today is the last day to sign up. Even if they don't have the recipe yet, the thief knows that Mama Tova's recipe would win for sure. I think they won't give up looking for it until they have that recipe."
Bakemart was a large concrete and brick building.
"Wow," Benny said, counting the rows of windows. "6 floors. This place is huge."
"Yes, it is," Grandfather said, as the children got ready to go inside. To Benny, he said, "Be careful. Be polite. And don't get lost or in trouble."
"I've been here before," Henry said. He reminded Grandfather of the school trip he'd taken. "I know my way around."
Henry assured Grandfather that he'd take care of the others.
"All right, 30 minutes, Grandfather repeated. "Then meet me right here."
There was a sign that said, "Bakemart, Breads."
"We'll be here," Henry told him,
taking Benny's hand in his, ready to walk in the front door of the factory. When Grandfather drove off, Violet pointed at the sign.
"Look at that. There's just enough room at the end of the sign to add 'and cupcakes,'" she said.
"Mr. Kandinsky can make all the cupcakes he likes," Benny said, stomping his foot. "But not Mama Tova's."
There was a small room at the side of the long main building. There was a poster and balloons to show where to sign up for the contest. Benny pulled free from Henry and led the way, going into the room first.
"I'll get that list."
Benny headed toward the counter, but on his way he stopped and looked around the room. On long tables were samples of all the products Bakemart made. Benny's nose led him to a tray of pecan bread slices. He snatched one up and was about to eat the whole piece at once.
"Slow down," Jesse said. "Remember, Grandfather said to be polite."
Benny looked down at his treat and took a small bite instead.
Mmm.
A girl in a Bakemart uniform came over and handed each of the Aldens a card and a mini pencil.
"Please fill out these comment cards. Here at Bakemart, we like to hear what our customers think."
Benny immediately gobbled up the rest of the pecan bread.
"How do you spell yummy?"
he asked Henry.
"We don't have time to sample everything," Henry told Benny. "Did you already forget why we're here?" "I didn't forget, but I also didn't know there'd be snacks."
Benny looked at the trays all around him and said,
"Maybe we can eat while we look at the contest list?"
"Sorry," Jessie shook her head. "Let's do what we need to first. If there's extra time, we can try a few things."
They walked over to the counter to talk to the girl in the Bakemart uniform. She was brunette, with her hair in a pigtail. Her name tag said Gretchen. Violet noticed that she was wearing a gold letter A on a chain around her neck. She pointed out the necklace to Jesse, saying quietly,
"Isn't that odd? Her name starts with a G. Maybe it's for her mom's name or a nickname," Jesse whispered. "I swear I've seen one kind of like it before."
Violet shook her head to clear her thoughts,
"but I can't remember where."
Jesse decided to see if she could help Violet remember. She went over to Gretchen and said,
"I think your necklace is terrific. I was wondering where you got it."
Gretchen put her hand on the glittery letter and smiled.
"It was a present for my birthday. It's called a best friend's necklace. They're really popular."
"I like it," Violet said.
"We can find out where to buy one if you want," Jesse told her sister. "I don't think we need to," Violet shrugged. "There's just something about it pulling at me, but my mind's blank. Oh well, not important, I guess."
"We should really get a look at that list," Henry told the others.
Benny asked Gretchen,
"Can we see who has signed up for the Bakemart cupcake contest?"
Gretchen took a list out of a drawer. She looked down at Benny and asked,
"Are you signing up?"
She held out a pen.
"No," Benny said. "I don't make cupcakes. I just eat them."
Gretchen put the list back away.
"Mr. Kandinsky told me that I can only show people the list if they are going to sign up. It's a contest rule."
Henry had an idea. He spoke up.
But Benny wants to be a chef when he grows up, right, Benny?
Benny nodded.
Yes, I do.
This is his first contest, Jesse said. We are going to write his name down on a list.
Are you sure?
Gretchen asked. She had one hand on the drawer with the list while looking sideways at Benny.
You said you weren't signing up. Now your brother and sister say you are. What's going on? I was confused, Benny told her. All the treats around here. I can't think when I'm surrounded by so much bread. It's like kryptonite. Of course I'm going to enter the contest.
He gave Gretchen a very big smile. She could see where he'd lost his front tooth. Gretchen pulled the list back out.
Put your name here, she said.
She pointed at an empty line. Henry quickly read over the other names. Benny was 19th on the list. There were too many contestants and not enough time to study every name. But he saw Gretchen's name on the list.
You're entering the contest? Henry asked.
Of course, Gretchen said. $1,000 would be a big boost to my college fund.
She handed Benny a ballpoint pen.
You can sign up, but I wouldn't bother if I were you. I know I'm going to win. I've got a great plan, so you shouldn't waste your time.
But maybe I'll make a terrific cupcake, Benny said as he carefully wrote his name.
Jesse and Violet peered over his shoulder, looking at the other names.
Maybe, Gretchen said, but I'm certain that the top prize will be mine.
When they moved away from the desk, Violet told Jesse,
I think you should put Gretchen on the suspect list, okay?
Why? Jesse asked, opening her notebook to the right place.
Is this about the necklace?
No,
Violet said. I think she's suspicious because Gretchen said she has a plan to win the contest.
Maybe stealing the recipe is her plan? Jesse asked.
Then again, how could she know where it is hidden? She wasn't at Sweets when Mama Tova told us it was under the flour.
It's possible that someone who was there told Gretchen about it, Henry said.
And then Gretchen made her plan?
Benny asked. Violet shrugged.
Maybe.
Speaking of recipes, Henry said, we're going to need one for Benny to use.
He looked over at Benny, who was quickly finishing samples from the last tray in the room. In 3 minutes, he'd managed to taste every single kind of bread.
It was a great idea to enter Benny in the contest, Jesse said. Now we have a real reason to be there. It'll make checking things out a lot easier.
Yeah,
Violet said.
But where are we going to find a cupcake recipe that Benny can make?
I'll find one, Jesse said. There are plenty of good recipes on the internet.
Just before the children left the Bake Mart shop, Mr. Kandinsky came in.
The contest is now officially closed, he told Gretchen with a twitch of his mustache. There can be no more entries.
Mr. Kandinsky took the list from her, gave it a quick glance, folded it, and slipped the page into his pocket.
I look forward to tasting your cupcake on Saturday, Gretchen.
She smiled at him.
It'll be the best one there, I'm positive.
I entered the contest, too,
Benny said, rushing up to Mr. Kandinsky.
I'm so excited!
What kind of cupcake are you making?
Mr. Kandinsky asked, bending down to talk to Benny. Benny looked at Jesse, who looked at Henry. They all turned to Violet.
Chocolate surprise,
Violet said. She'd made up the flavor on the spot.
The cake part will be chocolate, but there will also be a surprise inside,
Benny said, clapping his hands at the idea.
Sounds delicious,
Mr. Kandinsky said. I'll look forward to tasting your entry, too. He stood up and prepared to leave the room.
Mama Tova better learn to make something else, because soon my cupcakes will be the best sellers in town.
Back in the car, Jesse asked Grandfather if they could head over to Mama Tova's shop instead of going straight home.
The contest is only 2 days away, she told him. We need to come up with a plan.